vinyl. And so vinyl cards, as I came up with this. And so they basically has a message. So we're going to go and tap into the message of Benny Goodman and, you know, everything of what they want to say, why it was important. And so, again, I'd like to let you know that a lot of the vinyl that I pull that's in the studio, there's a huge jazz section. So there's no accident that it's jazz. But what's interesting is that what is not a coincidence and what is not probable is that all of these albums that I do pull have an esoteric meaning or connection or a sign that I would recognize to spirit. So that's fun that we have that going on there. So if you are just joining right now, you know what time it is. So if you're just tuning in, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and welcome if you are just joining for the first time. This is the guided meditation portion, and we're going to get all nice and cozy-like. So exciting. Let's just take some deep inhale and exhales. Inhale in, exhale out. I'm hearing breathing. I'm legit hearing breathing through these headphones. So I don't know if it's spirit or I don't know what that is, but I'm legit hearing breathing. It's pretty creepy, but it's pretty awesome. That's basically what my life is. It's scary and everything's scary and awesome all at the same time. Inhale, exhale. This is your time for you. So wherever you're at, wherever you are, whether you're driving, whether you're stuck in traffic, whether you're walking, wherever it is that you are right now, connecting with the flow, whether you're walking or you're doing your homework or you're doing actual work or you're at home and you're actually being able to be in a meditative state. Just relax. This is for you. We're not forcing anything. We're not trying to cajole anything. We're not trying to make something happen. We're not trying to force any feelings. We're not trying to force any kind of upliftment. This is your time to just be and to just feel whatever needs to be felt and to just sit with it. This is a beautiful reminder that that's part of meditation, is being able to sit with things even if they're uncomfortable. So don't ever think that you're doing meditation wrong if you're like, I still feel anxiety, I still feel fearful, I still am uncomfortable, that doesn't work. Don't do that to yourself, because sometimes it's not going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we don't want to work out. Sometimes we go work out and we feel like crap, but we do it anyway. Because maybe in that time, you're not receiving what it is when you're asking for it at that time, but it comes later when you're having your aha moments and you're allowing yourself to let go. That is allowing yourself and it's opening up the door. So I invite you to open up the door to let go right now. This is a beautiful, beautiful time to be alive. We had such a beautiful show last week. I mean, the week before. It was election day. Everyone was anxiety ridden and we just brought in the good. That's what we're here to do. We're here to bring in the good. No matter what's going on in the world outside, no matter what's going on, whether it's politics, whether it's money, whether it's whatever kind of craziness going on, anything that is just has really nothing to do with the true inner you. We're just gonna let it all go. We're gonna come back here to remind ourselves that it's okay to feel good. It's okay to put yourself first. It's okay to feel love and joy. It's okay to feel the infinite source and the infinite spirit and the magic that comes to you. It's okay to love yourself. It's okay to love others. It's okay to express love. It's okay. Feel the love of spirit, feel the love of God. From your feet come all the way down to the center and the core of the earth and tying beautifully tight, baby. Whoa, beautifully tight. We're gonna be rooted like a beautiful, beautiful oak tree or a beautiful hawthorn, ancient tree. Imagine you can see the visions of all these trees, no matter where you are, whether it's an aerial view, whether you're on the ground looking upward, whether you're sitting in the tree, whatever it is, let's bring in the tree elements and the green man. Let's bring in the trees because the trees want to be a part of us and because we are a part of them. And it's time, I just got the intuitive nudge that it's time for a tree meditation. Oh, so exciting. I feel the beautiful spirit of the trees coming in, coming forward. Oh, that beautiful green. That beautiful green. Feel that beautiful green. That beautiful green that is in your heart. That love, that love, that love. Look at all that green that are on those trees. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna start crying again. Oh my God. Oh, there's, just look at all that love. You are surrounded by love. Just as those trees give you oxygen for free, look at what else it's given you. It's given you all that love for free. Those moments when we are alone and we ask God and we ask Spirit for help, we mustn't forget the beautiful trees that have so much to do with their assistance in coming in and uplifting our being and nurturing us. We mustn't forget how much these green trees, and not just the trees, these plants, the flowers and all of these things sustain our being. We can't forget these trees. God bless. This connection, feel the connection with the trees. Because this is where you remember who you are. Spirit is bringing in this beautiful neon glowing green light. Oh, and I see the green man coming in. Oh, he's so warm. He's so loving, like a father. That father energy of the green man. We're gonna do today. That's what we're gonna be about right now. We cannot forget the love. Never forget that love. And I'm so grateful as the green man is here with us to remind us to never forget the love, because it is the love. It is a cure-all. Love is a cure-all. It is a magic medicine of a cure-all. And look at how every angle, on every platform, and every place, on the beautiful, great unseen, we are able to see this and have this and share this with the world. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Infinite Spirit is here with you and all your loved ones. And we recognize this beauty as the Infinite dances with us right here and right now. As the Infinite dances with us in complete joy, as the Infinite dances with us. Feel good always. Letting in the plentitude of the great unseen healing force. Light is upon you and your healing. Your healing in that beautiful green aura as that light comes down and shines down on you. Whatever needs healing, it is done. Whatever needs healing in this moment, beautiful spirit, it is done and it is completed. Your whole energy field has been embraced to a higher vibration. You are honored by the lovely, lovely, beautiful unseen, your cosmic energy, and you remember who you are through this love. We remember who we are through the trees and through the green man that comes forward and helps to guide us through this. It helps guide us through whatever it is, a turmoil that you're going through, wherever you are in your life. We let go. We beautifully let go because it does not serve us. It will never serve us. It will never serve your beautiful spirit. What is not meant to be. We just let it go. We let it go. We let it shed like snake skin. And we form into our most magnificent, beautiful, new. Smile, beautiful angel. Smile, beautiful soul. You deserve this happiness. You deserve God. You deserve the magnificent goodness that is in your heart. How good does it feel to know that you are eternally loved and you can get that love anytime? How good does it feel? Sometimes we feel empty or without love. Sometimes we have this place in our hearts where we have a yearning. Why don't I have this love? I wish I had this love. I just want to love and be loved. That yearning, that desire. Did you know that you can have this love at any moment, at any time? It is available to you. That's what these tears are. That's what these tears of joy come down to, is understanding that it is always available to you. It kind of feels like wealth, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like everlasting wealth, everlasting payment? Doesn't it feel to have that type of access to love can feel like you would never have to worry about money ever again? Love is your heart space, and your heart space is the good. Thank you. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite, beautiful, blessed love. Ooh, this has been beautiful meditation. So stay tuned. I got some drumming. I got some Betty Goodman. We got some Angel Cats. We got some talking to spirit. Oh, we got it all right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We have it all here. That's right. I hope you enjoyed this beautiful cosmic meditation. As we wind it down, I hope you enjoyed every moment of it. Spirit is here with you, always. You always have access to help. You always have access to assistance. You always have access to guidance. And don't you ever forget it. Don't you ever forget how loved you are, beautiful one. Mwah! I love you. This is all about love. It's all about sending love and being the love. Truly. So stay tuned. Like, again, I told you, we got it all. We got it all here with us. We got the drumming coming in. We got the healing. We got just magical things. It's just spontaneous goodness. That's what I like to call it. Spontaneous goodness. Because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what spirit's going to bring in. Like some Benny Goodman spirit talking to us. And just uplifting the vibration. So let's continue to do this. Here is a, ooh, here's a good one. I love this song by Hurricane Smith. It's called Don't Let It Die. What a perfect tune for a now. Ooh, one second. Whew, this feels good. Thank you, Spirit. We will be back. Oh, you know what time it is. Woo!
Oh my God, I was getting down to that Otis Redding song. I wish it was longer. Your feeling is my feeling. No bass lines in Otis's songs. Oh my, drive me insane. Let me tell you something, those bass lines, they do it for me. Oh my goodness. Anyways, get cozy because we goin' and drumming, and then we're gonna go to more Benny Goodman. Man, it's been such a great show. I love you. Settle down. Come on, we're doing the shamanic drumming. Sorry, I have the zoomies right now. Yo, ever since I've been coming on this show, ever since the portals opened on the election day, it's been crazy. Yo, I might just play that song again. Like, I'm sorry. I might just have to play that Otis Redding song again. Okay. Getting focused here. Meet me in the line, getting long, got excited. So, in the shamanic drumming, we are just gonna journey. We're gonna, you know, I feel like we did a really long meditation, which was good. We needed it. And so, you know, let's see if we can, this might be a little shorter. Drumming. But I think it's needed. It's definitely needed. Feel it. and that song's gonna be stuck in my head forever. So anyways, let's get to our shamanic. You know the deal. Using the wrong side.
Thank you.
thing that goes a drumstick. Crazy. I get, like, I don't even know if we have time to explain what I just saw. Like, that was a trip. Like, that was a crazy acid trip right there. Like, no, I'm not taking drugs. What I was saying is that was like a natural trip. But when I said acid, I mean it was like that, but not. Oh my god, I just accessed a past life. I saw everything and I was quantum there and I was here. I quantum leaped. I went there, but I was here. I was at the, I could see my uniform as a Civil War soldier on the north. I was a drummer. I was a drummer. And they said, the energy of Paranormal Playground sounds was already created there when the drumming started in that war. That's when they were telling me that's when Paranormal Playground. But I can't help if I was a little boy or if I saw this little boy, if that was a past life, because I did see this little boy. It was a little black boy I kept seeing. Now I can't tell, but it kept going from the little black boy to like this black soldier who was older, and I kept, and it kept transferring through these two people. But it, me, I came in, so I'm me coming in as a spirit. I was a spirit there helping soldiers. So it's weird. It's like, I don't know if I was a soldier or if I was remembering my life when I was a spirit assisting the soldiers, but I was whispering in their ears about the Paranormal Playground sounds and that this is what's going to manifest if we win the war. And I saw myself playing the drums next to a drummer soldier. He couldn't see me, but I was playing the drums while he was playing the drums and while he was marching, and he had a big smile on his face. I legit saw myself as a spirit in this shamanic drumming in the Civil War. I was a guardian angel. Oh my god, this is so cool. But this is, and they told me this is why I drum. This is why I have the ability to do shamanic drumming and drumming here. Why we do this and why it's important. Why I have the ability to heal through drumming. So I just want to tell you, you know, if you're having an experience and you saw something, I encourage you to continue with the shamanic drumming to heal and to open up your Akashic records, because that was a part of my Akashic records. I had no idea, and I feel like sharing, I always share my story and what I see, because other people may not really trust in what they're seeing. And I'm here just because my vision and my experience was not the same as yours. It doesn't matter. It's all about being able to help you understand that what you saw was real and what you saw is true. So you may have saw something completely different. You may have connected with another past life. You may have got something that was similar, though. You may have, you know, it may have been connected, but it doesn't matter. It's about opening these things up to you. So when I share, you understand that what you saw was real. So when you're hearing me share the story and hearing about how I saw my past life, it seems less crazy to you about what you saw maybe in your past life or the guidance that was coming to you. So I hope you got everything you needed with that. I leave you with the love and blessings of spirit. I really need to write this down. I love you so much. I love you. Thank you for tuning in, listening. So we're at that portion of our show. I wanted to play some more Benny Goodman, but we're at that time where we're going to go connect with spirit and we're going to see exactly what spirit wants to, what spirit has in store for us, what they want to channel for us, what is the divine message, and exactly where we are in this world. So sit, take one deep breath in. We're going to take some inhales and exhales and sit for a second. Open up and come in and ask Benny Goodman if he's alive. Just kidding. Okay, hold on. That's enough of the shenanigans. Benny Goodman. Hold on. Breathe in, breathe out. I'm looking up his birthday, May 30th, 1909. Oh my God. I knew it. I knew it. I knew you. Oh, stop. Wait, no. No, he can't be alive. Wait a minute. No, he's not alive. Okay, that's what I... Okay, 1986. That's what I thought. I was like, no, there's no way he's still alive. Okay. Okay, so Benny Goodman, what brings you here? What is the message you want to tell us? And what is the significance with these, yes, my darling daughter, oh, interesting. What is the significance? Jazz music for you, easy listening, all that stuff, it gets you into a beta state. It gets a lot of people into a beta state. So this is why we have you pull, you know, overall, we need you to know we have you pull from the jazz section. And it's not an accident that it's all jazz. Wow, this is information I was not ready for. This is pretty cool. So he's saying right now that, like, it's not it's not an accident that in the studio it's all jazz, and that it would be fate that you would pull the category, because the instrumentals of jazz or any instrumentals of any music like classical, it actually, when you have music without lyrics, you have an easier time of processing thoughts and processing your intuitive information while you're listening to it, because there's no lyrics and there's no words. I mean, some of them obviously have lyrics and words. A lot of the jazz stuff, you know, like Ella Fitzgerald and, you know, Billie Holiday and all that stuff we play. And so, but some of it is just, they don't, you know. But a lot of the stuff that we pull here is actually a lot of, it's all instrumental. So he's saying this is why we do the vinyl pull this way and we had it make it this way, because we want you to be clear and we want everyone else to be clear when they're listening to the music. So it's not that we can't pull vinyl with words, it's just that it's not an accident that it's all jazz. So that's the first thing he wanted to say. So if you're listening and understanding that, and that's why classical music or any music, you know, jazz, that usually is just all instrumental, and that's why it's good music to study to and good music to work to and good music to relax to, because it doesn't have that, you know, the lyrics to kind of sway your intuitive thoughts that come in. Bewitched, Scarecrow. Bewitched. We brought in the words bewitched because we want to remind you and remind everyone of their power, to remind you of this is like an energy of bewitch right now, of what we're doing on the show, is what he's saying. You know, for you to be able to access what you've accessed, this is basically the theme of the show, going into a shamanic journey and discovering things we never discovered before. Like being able to go through this and witness what we just did, the shamanic drumming, but I literally was able to go back. I was literally here. I was in the civil, I was a soldier in the Civil War while being a spirit at the same time, while seeing someone else. I was three different people. I was three different entities, but that is the trifecta. And that's the trifecta of what creates spirit communication. You have the medium, you have the spirit, and you have the witness. That's what they brought me to when I had this experience. So this was past, present, future, all in one. But paranormal playground sounds existed all the way in the Civil War. It was formed through drumming, is what the information they were telling me. And I was there. I was already doing paranormal playground sounds. So if you're having a hard time grasping this, listen to this a couple times and really understand what's going on, because this is what's happening in your life. We're living parallel lives and we don't even realize it. But accessing these parallel lives, going into a past life, going into the future life, going into now, we're understanding that there's so much to explore. So, but guess what? We do this with sound, and we have the ability to do this with sound. This is what the paranormal playground sounds is all about. It's all about understanding and accessing this world through music. And music and sound are huge spiritual portals to be able to do this. So anything, tuning forks, drummings, dancing, you know, like any form of sound, guitars, whatever, playing music on the air, just being a DJ, mixing, whatever it is that we do with sound, those are always opportunities to open up a glimpse into the paranormal world, to the supernatural. We have yet to be bedazzled. We have yet to be enchanted and bewitched with something we could never even imagine in our entire life until it comes now. Those are the things that we realize and discover that we're like, aha! That's why we're here. That's what this magical thing is. Believe, believe, believe in the unseen. We must believe in the beautiful, worthy unseen. I love you. Thank you, Benny Goodman. I was not expecting such a great, wonderful reading from you, but you really, you nailed it. You did it. Thank you, Benny Goodman. I love it. So we have about 5 more minutes. And in this 5 minutes, I just want to remind you how loved you are by Spirit, and how any moment, every second of the day, you just call on them and they'll be there. But you've got to put your belief in it in order to have it there. You've got to put your belief. They're there. There's nothing that, they're already here. They already believe in you. They're already existence. It's you who's got to open up that door. It's you who's got to be the Robin Williams and Hook, who decides that even in Neverland, even as an adult with the Lost Boys, that he's going to play. And the minute you decide to play is the minute you just make it all appear and it comes to life. Let's see what the pull is. I have a pull. I have from the beautiful tarot deck. Ooh. 7 of Pentacles. Waiting. Bearing fruits to your label. Planting, sowing the seeds. We're sowing the seeds right now. To your beautiful mind yet to be. Soon it will come to fruition. We are working right now within the roots, just like those trees. We're putting the seeds, the soils. We're watering those roots like we invited the roots today of the trees, of the beautiful trees to come in. We invited our beautiful trees and our guardian trees and everything to come in and love us. And that's what we're doing. We're watering our roots right now. We're putting in the effort, and we are putting it there, and we're planting the seeds to expand our consciousness. We are always putting in the seeds to expand our consciousness and let whatever needs to grow out of this and to manifest so beautifully. I thank you so much. So much. Ooh, so much. For this beautiful episode of Paranormal Playground Sounds. I had so much fun, and I have to tell you, I love this new time. It works. It's really growing on me, and it actually works. So it just happened to work, and everything's going really great. So thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Benny Goodman. Thank you for the spirits in the Civil War era in the North. And one last thing about that, their main energy was, you know, we did everything that we did was part of the grand scheme so you could be here, and everyone else who does the work that you do can do what they do, just as you were doing the work for the new generation and everyone else to come. And we're all passing it along. That's all that is. We all just do the work for everyone else, and we all evolve in this beautiful planet, in this beautiful place called life. What a beautiful life this is. What a beautiful world this is. I love you so much. Take this love with you throughout the week. Take this love with you everywhere you go, and understand that there is a beautiful world in the unseen, and all we have to do is tap in. All we have to do is tap in. And we do that with our feelings and raising our vibration. So I love you. Have a beautiful night. Stay tuned with Rising with Sky Bar. And I just hope you have the most enchanting week and making all your dreams come true. You deserve it. You deserve love. You deserve to have everything you want and everything you desire. Mwah. Have a good night. We're going to leave you here with some more, obviously, Benny Goodman. Each Levadesh, I love you. Good night. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. Woo!
W.